Another paper presented here I was curious about your take on was Bill Gradishar's presentation of the EFFECT trial. Can you go into what that looked at and what your thoughts were about what was presented?
Bill Gradishar today presented on the results of a randomized trial where patients with metastatic breast cancer progressing despite treatment with a non-steroidal aromatase inhibitor were randomized to the steroidal aromatase inhibitor exemestane or to fulvestrant. Many of us have been using both of these approaches somewhat indiscriminately, perhaps being influenced more by patient preference for monthly injection as opposed to taking a pill, perhaps being influenced by other factors as well. But what Bill basically showed was very similar outcomes, whether patients continued on a non-steroidal aromatase inhibitor or monthly injections of fulvestrant. Indeed, a loading schedule for fulvestrant was employed in this trial, which is what I tend to use in my own practice. And probably if one is going to choose to use fulvestrant, one should probably follow the design of this trial and indeed employ the 500 milligram loading dose followed by a subsequent dose of 250.
How is that 2 weeks?
2 weeks later, and then 250 milligrams monthly. There were some modest efficacy benefits for fulvestrant over exemestane. So I think this simply allows us to have flexibility in treatment options, and I think most likely most clinicians will be influenced by patient preferences in terms of the choice of continuing on oral medication or a monthly injection. For many patients who are coming in monthly, for example, bisphosphonate, it doesn't ask much more of the patient in terms of frequent office visits.
Any thoughts about where you think fulvestrant is heading in terms of integration into clinical trials?
For me, in metastatic breast cancer, I think of hormone-sensitive disease as a story that has many chapters, and I try to, as much as possible, exhaust all of my anti-estrogen options before moving on to cytotoxic chemotherapy. So we've all seen patients who can survive many, many years, sometimes even a decade, before they need to actually cross that bridge. So to have more weapons in our arsenal, so to speak, before we choose to use chemotherapy can only be a positive thing. I could envision a world where we have five or six lines of anti-estrogen therapies, which each agent may have its own unique mechanism of action beyond tamoxifen, beyond aromatase inhibition, beyond selective estrogen receptor down regulators, and most likely we will see novel anti-estrogens, which will make the list even longer.